Blog Talk Radio.
Big Brother is finally back.
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth,
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit, it's the Big Brother Report.
Welcome, everybody, to the Big Brother Report, brought to you by Get Real LOL. And keep in mind, this is the Big Brother Report for Big Brother Canada Season 3. Now, without further ado, let me go ahead and intro some of the people joining me tonight. Of course, we have the one and only boss of Get Real LOL and TBBR.
Corporate, approved memos, leader workshop, remember birthdays.
Here's Kenny.
It's BB time, Shady.
Yes, it is. And guys, we also have the one and only. She is the thorn to my... just kidding. She is the rose to Get Real LOL. She is Claudia. Welcome, Claudia.
Oh, man, you almost got yourself in so much hot water there.
I want to know, on Claudia's intro song, what does it mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean?
And looking for nothing but a good time.
I'm just always looking for fun.
Love it.
You got to have a good time in life.
I love it.
Yeah.
BB Canada people, it's getting good. We're here every Tuesday, 7 p.m. BB isn't on. We're here. We want you to call in. We want you to go in the chat room. Just scroll down your page and look where you can log in with your social media, Twitter or Facebook. You can log in real quick. You can go in our chat room and chat with other people. You could ask us questions in there. We're going to have alumni joining us every week. We're going to be doing spoilers. We'll let you know ahead of time. News, gossip, fans calling, giving opinions. We're BB Addicts. We're here. Let's go. Claudia.
Yep, our first alumni.
Go ahead, Shady.
I was going to say, our first alumni starts next week. And who is it? Well, we won't reveal that tonight. You'll just have to tune in next week to find out.
I'm really excited about who it is, though. I'm pumped. And I am so excited for this season. They have just, I mean, we know Big Brother really kicked the game off when they walked into the house with no furniture.
Mm-hmm.
But they have just not let up. I mean, it's twist after twist and new thing after new thing. And I'm just, and the players are into it. I mean, the gameplay's hot and heavy already, and I'm loving it. Loving it.
Well, technically, they had steps, so they had some furniture.
Oh, God, here he goes with the jokes. That's not
that's
funny.
That's not furniture. That's structure.
Do you have some kind of sound effect? Like, play the bomb again, the grenade going off.
I can't play the bomb without playing the whole thing.
Boom. And people, just so you know, we do watch the live feeds. If you don't, we're glad you listen to catch up, and we do talk about what's going on in the house. So if you don't want to listen, you know, tune out. Just a heads up. And also, very quickly, visit us on our forum, getrealforum.com. We also have an app for it. There you can see our live updaters 24/7, minute by minute, what is going on inside the Big Brother house. Claudia, our BB analyst, what's our first matter of discussion? What would you like to talk about?
You know, let's just jump. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it better not be somebody coming out of the bathroom.
Shady's timing is off tonight, like his girlfriend told me. Get Shady, Claude. Oh, also, people, the show is uncensored, so if you are under 18, pretend like you're not listening. Go ahead, Claude.
Well, you know, along that note of what you were just saying, let's briefly talk about some of the glitches that they've been having.
Okay.
So feeds have been down. Some people are saying excessively. I'm saying for the first, you know, week, it hasn't been too bad. You know, we've had an HOH reveal. We've had the Have Not Room reveal. Production has had to be on them all the time about this and that and the other thing, and likes to pull feeds down when Big Brother's talking to them. You know, so there's been lots of that. But if you watch the feeds, the sound on feed 3 and 4 has been really goofy. But talking about sounds and the bathroom, can we just say, Big Brother, please, for heaven's sakes, cut the feeds when the boys go to the bathroom.
Ugh.
Every time a boy goes to the bathroom, I swear they leave the mic on for that person. And they don't catch it until they're almost done. It's like, ah!
Are you analyzing how long they pee for? Because there is an old adage, the longer the urine stream, the longer the sock.
You know, I've been switching feeds when that happens, but now I may have to stay and listen, as gross as that sounds. I
made that
I'm
up.
Curious.
It sounded good, right? Even though I made it up.
Yes. Yeah, see? Nobody knows except you just told them.
I'm going to talk about, there's so many things to talk about. Let's talk about Cindy with an S. I feel bad for Cindy with an S because little does she know that she will probably be one of the most talked about Big Brother Canada players up to date, not for her competition skills, which are really good, by the way. The girl is athletic. She's smart, cute. She is going to be talked about because the first thing she had to do was say, I'm Cindy with an S, and reiterate it. And she's going to get hammered for
and
that.
The other thing that people are saying is that Cindy with an S is, and I'm saying what people are saying. This is not necessarily my opinion, but Cindy with an S is a slut with an S.
Oh, is that on social media?
Oh, heavens yes. She's cuddling all the boys. She's kissing all the boys.
Who is
she
kissing?
She's losing all the boys. Well, she's kissed all of them. I mean, every last one of them.
Tongue?
But probably. Probably. But
wow.
The one she's really been into the last 24 hours has been Jordan, and their kisses are the sloppiest, most messy-sounding kisses I've ever heard in my life.
Oh.
Gross.
Poor Cindy with an S.
Yes. So.
Well, as far as we know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
If you don't want to know who's going to be evicted tomorrow night, if you haven't been watching the feeds, turn it down for just a second here. So, as of right now, Cindy is definitely going to be evicted. And it's going to be a unanimous eviction vote. Everybody wants her out.
And let's
and
talk about
game,
this. Because...
From a game play, you know, that makes sense from a game play perspective.
And how, you know, how weird that within a certain amount of time, because they always say you never know what's going to happen in the Big Brother house. You know, Bobby, who's HOH, had it embedded. I mean, he's a smart guy. He had it embedded in his head. You know, who he wanted out. And he wanted out Kevin. And he saw Kevin as smart and manipulative. And Kevin had one foot out the door. And let's talk about it. Sarah. Sarah and
with an S and Kevin.
With an S and what's her name? I can't pronounce.
Neha.
Neha with an N.
Yes.
We're in the bedroom.
The HOH.
Girls were coming in, girls were coming out, and they were all saying how the girls have to stick together, they got to get a boy out, and I think, you know, if you're a Big Brother fan, you know, there has never been a group of girls ever to pull off an alliance.
A girls alliance, yeah.
Ever, an all-girl alliance. Never, ever, 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 ever. And here these girls are talking, and all of a sudden, Kevin comes out of the bathroom, as you saw on TV, as you saw on your live feeds, wherever you're watching, and he's like, nice conversation. So, of course, he plays to his advantage, and now all the guys think that the girls want them out. So Kevin went from low man the totem pole to man floating in the middle within an instant. And the fact that those girls didn't check if anybody was in that bathroom is crazy. It's crazy to me. I mean, I know you have to get used to your surroundings and the cameras and this and that, but that's, like, crazy to me that they did that, and they've killed the game. They've killed the game of an all-girl alliance, basically, and I think they've killed their games, because no matter what happens, in my opinion, from here on in, if I'm a guy, I'm thinking, girls, I think they're done.
When you have game talk, you always check your surroundings. Rule one, always, always, always.
Right.
BB 101.
And, you know, BB 101, I want to talk about, too, and guys, feel free, you know, to call in if you want, if you want to ask a question, if you want to do a shout-out, if you want to bitch about something, who you like, who you don't like, give us a call at 347-327-9114. I want to do a comparison of Big Brother Canada with Big Brother U.S. Season 16. Lovely season 16. The fact that Canada comes out with the alliance, the Chop Shop, a majority of people is mirroring Big Brother 16 with the Bomb Squad, which turned into what, Claudia?
That turned into
Detonators?
The Detonators,
right?
Which then turned into the two hitmen.
Right.
So it was like three down to four, you know, six down to four down to two.
So BB16, and I called it from the beginning, and I was vocal last year. Everybody knows it. I thought it was, even though Derek played a killer, almost flawless game, it was one of the most boringest seasons ever of Big Brother for me, because you had the Bomb Squad, you had the majority, and besides Zach and Devin, who went cuckoo, you know, those people went to the end. And here you go again. You have these people in the Chop Shop, the majority. And if these people stick to their guns, and it looks like, you know, it's very early on, I'm sure we'll have a casualty or two. But here we go again with the majority in the beginning of the game. And I really hope it doesn't turn that way, where like four of them or five of them will last till the end, and they have the majority, because it's going to mirror BB16, and you know what's going to happen, and that kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely could get boring, but hopefully this whole boy-girl thing will shake things up a little bit.
Right.
Because there are a couple of girls in the Chop Shop, so...
I mean, but even if the girls are in the Chop Shop, I mean... I really don't think it's going to matter, because they have the guy. I don't know. It could, but, you know, I really hope BB16 didn't kill it for us. I really don't.
Well, no, not only that, the comparison between BB16 and BB Can, but is it me or did BB Can 3, is it like a mix of a who's who of BB Can 1 and 2?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I just figured out the difference between Jordan. First of all, forget that they replaced people who look like season two. Also, in the house, there's people that look like each other. Like Craig and Bobby took me a couple days to figure out who was who. And then
right
Jordan
the right.
And what's his name? Kevin. The people look like each other inside the house, but you're right, Shady. I mean, they've cloned a couple people from last year. And where's the beard? First year, no beard. I was expecting the beard. The beard didn't come out.
And
no
there's,
beard
there's two females that look like Sabrina, that's for sure.
I think they didn't want comparisons of the whole fear the beard thing. Because they had a beard last year, and then BB16 had a beard, and so I think maybe they were actually, oddly enough, trying to avoid that.
And when we spoke to Arissa, we had an exclusive interview with the host of Big Brother Canada, Arissa, who we love to pieces. She did tell us this was going to be the most volatile season. So many twists, so many turns. You're never going to know what's going to happen, and totally excited about that. I just really hope that this five people in the chop shop? How many people?
No, I think it's six.
Seven?
Let me double check.
Bruno, Bobby, Craig, Willow.
It's Ashley, Bobby, Bruno, and Willow, Zach. So it's six.
Six. That's a good majority.
So, talking about twists and turns, can we talk about what happened today on the live feeds?
Preach. Preach, Claudia.
So, they get up this morning. Big Brother wakes them up. And I was actually doing our live updating during this time period. So, I watched all this unfold and did it on our forum and tweeted it out and all that fun stuff. So, they wake up and they were all gathering in the big bedroom, the blue bedroom. So Bobby was in there. The have-nots were in there because that's where their clothes are. So they were all kind of hanging around in there, lounging around in there. And Bobby went downstairs to get some coffee. And in the midst of that, he's looking around, and there's no food. The food is gone in the hot tub area to see what the weather's like. Well, the hot tub area is locked out. And then the feed's cut. And they come back, and we find out that the entire house is on punishment. They're essentially, other than beds, all have-nots. All they have is slop. They don't get the hot tub room. They have no hot water. They have been told by Big Brother that they are, as far as reprimands go and breaking things within the house, the worst cast that Big Brother has ever had. And we also find out that one of the backyard cameras was, in Big Brother's words, deliberately broken.
Deliberately.
Deliberately. So today has really been focused about this whole who did it.
Camergate. Hashtag Camergate.
Yes. Hashtag Camergate. He's fessing up to it. It's at, like, head height for everybody in the house. So it's one of those lower cameras in the backyard, just outside the doors. It happened overnight while supposedly everybody was sleeping. They all gathered in the HOH room. They gave everybody opportunity to leave the room. Everybody left the room for at least 5 minutes. Some just wandered around, but the majority of them went into DAR to talk to Big Brother. Some of them apologized for, or said they were going to apologize for whatever their transgressions have been, you know, talking about production too much, you know, some of those more minor things. And supposedly somebody was supposed to fess up during that time, and as far as we know, it hasn't happened. So the question is, did somebody break the camera, or is BB doing something? Opinions.
Let's talk about that. Go ahead. Why don't you talk about what some people are assuming or guessing on social media what it is?
Well, some people are speculating that tomorrow being April Fool's Day, that it's actually Big Brother playing a joke. Now, today's Johnny's birthday, so it seems like an awful harsh day to do that. But they're speculating that maybe tomorrow, maybe even on the live show, or you know, somehow it will come to light that this was an April Fool's joke by Big Brother. Other people think maybe it was Godfrey, because Godfrey was in the have-not room. He did get up in the middle of the night. Everybody knows he set off the alarm, so they know he got up. He says he got up to the bathroom. A couple of other people in the house have insinuated, haven't come out and said it, but have been insinuated that, well, you know, maybe the person with the least to lose who's leaving the house anyway is the person who did it, a.k.a. Cindy with an S.
Mm.
So there's speculation inside the house and outside the house as to what's really going on.
Now, do you think, Shay, they would do all this Big Brother production as an April Fool's joke?
Well, tomorrow is April Fool's Day. I would say maybe they would. I mean,
and they would be taping it the day before.
So I would say, why not? Tomorrow's eviction episode, it would be make for good April Fool's TV.
If you recall back to BB Can 1, Big Brother did put them on a punishment, which was really Big Brother playing a joke.
Really? What was that? I don't remember that.
What was that over? Somebody had supposedly done something. I don't even remember the details now, but I've seen a few people talking about it on social media today, including on our Facebook page. And I remember that something happened. I think it was even Tom that it was centered around, but I can't remember for sure. But there was something. So we know they've done it before, but is that what's going on? Or, because these guys are klutzes, they left the water running in the HOH room so bad that it was flowing down through the ceiling into the first floor. And these guys are awful.
You know, it's like they're 5 years old and they're in kindergarten. The teacher's sitting them down and saying, "You're the worst class I've ever had in all these years I've been teaching."
Yeah, it's just been bad. It's been really bad. And they, you know, they have been talking today. The house guests have been talking and saying, you know, we need to really step it up. You know, a month ago, we would have given anything to be in this house, to be the people in this position, and now we are the people in this position,
mm-hmm.
and we're not treating it well. So they have realized that and said that they need to kind of straighten up their act. So now let's see if they actually follow through on that.
And that is so true because us here at TBBR, Get Real, we have somebody who is very near and dear to us, that is a big part of us, who tried out for Big Brother Canada, and, you know, it's on his bucket list. And
mm-hmm.
they're right. They do need to realize, you know, what a privilege it is and how many people would kill to be in their position rather than treat it like a frat house.
Right. So they have had that bit of a wake-up call today, and hopefully we will see that continue as the weeks progress, and they won't be forgetting their mics and talking about DRs, and BB said, you know, this to me in the DR, and on air time go up more.
And speaking of the Facebook group, we have over 100, close to 100,000 people in our Facebook groups, but if you want to join in on our Big Brother Canada Facebook group, just go to Facebook and search Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada and join in. There's thousands of people in there nonstop posting pictures, spoilers, news, talking to each other, you know. Come on in.
Yeah.
All right, Shady.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in. Keep it real. Real.
Follow us at www.tbbr.us. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7. Join our chat room and our video chat room.
Sorry, I tried to time it perfectly. I knew where you're headed with that. I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then I was hoping that it was
well, you have to intro and let the people know we're going to a slight break.
Well, I knew that you were headed there. I was like, okay, they paused for a second, and she had just entered our group thing. So I was like, okay, let me just go ahead right to commercial because I thought you were just going to stay quiet, and I played it. But oh, I was so
waking
close
up.
To
I'm going
to
All right.
Change my underwear.
Okay, well, we're talking
I want to talk about
we have
the
fun
power
music.
Of veto contraption.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. It looks like Willy. Remember watching Willy Wonka and the Everlasting Gobstopper? And it went through that machine and the noise was like, and the things are going up and down, and out comes this Everlasting Gobstopper. That's what it reminds me of. The fact that, like, they got to, like, turn the wheel and he's got to, like,
the levers, the gears.
Yeah, there's, like, three levers, and I think it's cool as hell. I love the fact of that machine, just for appearance purposes.
For appearance purposes, absolutely. And they will get the hang of it, but you know that's why feeds were down so long when they did POV, because it took them forever to figure out how to, you know, turn these different levers and which one to do at which time and what to say of each other.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. They made it look flawless. Like, okay, we button, go to the right, pull the lever, turn the wheel, boom, there's the picture.
So kudos, Big Brother, great editing.
How about the BB pool party? I feel very bad.
They got alcohol.
Oh, they got alcohol. We here, well, I am, I'm a huge, 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 huge fan of giving Big Brother house guests alcohol.
Yes.
It ensues fights, drama, makeouts. Love it. Love it.
Let's
I want to
talk
about
the makeout.
Poor Bobby kissing, God, what's her name? I'm blank. Not Willow. Ashley.
Oh, God. Yes,
Ashley.
Ashley.
And he just
poor
like...
Poor Ashley, actually.
But, I mean, poor Ashley, but Bobby, my God, he went in for that kiss like he has never kissed anybody in his life. And it was just
back
like, boom,
bit,
he shoved my tongue down your throat. Let me grab both your cheeks with both my hands and squeeze them. And it's like, oh, my God. But
well,
I do
talking
love...
about kissing, though. Can we talk about Johnny?
Oh, wait. I just want to say I do love Showmance Alert. Everybody knows I'm a sucker for a great friggin' showmance. I love the whole Zach and Ashley.
That's
if it happens.
Good.
I just want to state that for the record. Go ahead, Claudia.
Well, we all know, and, you know, Johnny made fun of it with the whole beaver costume in last night's show. You know, everybody knows he's not really into beaver, but he liked the costume.
Love
you know,
line.
That was so funny. Whether he thought of it or Big Brother gave it to him, it was instant classic.
Definitely.
But so they had their pool party. They'd all drunk a little bit. They went to the hot tub and they played spin the football. And Johnny not only got to kiss Zach, he also got to kiss Kevin. And he was in heaven. I loved it. I thought that was great.
I think he said
him.
He went to heaven twice, didn't he?
Yeah. And then late last night, they kind of celebrated his birthday. You know, today's his birthday, so they did it after midnight up in the HOH room. All the guys gave him a lap dance. Bobby stripped all the way down to his underwear and gave him just like a massive, major lap dance. So I thought that was really cool of all the guys to be secure enough to do that.
Right.
You know, and to just have fun, and, you know, nobody thought, oh, my gosh, are they, you know, bisexual or, you know, it was just fun. And kudos to them for doing it. I thought it was great.
Cool. And what about Sarah? Now, is Sarah a lesbian? Is Sarah polyamorous? I can't figure
know.
It out.
She hasn't said, but she said she's definitely open.
Mm.
And can I just say for the record that I have made history for the first time somebody I picked to win has not been eliminated first.
Who'd you pick? I forgot.
I picked, I believe it was Sarah. Yeah.
Yes, you, yes, it was.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
I know.
Yeah, it was Sarah, yeah.
She wasn't even nominated. Way to go, Shady.
I know, she wasn't nominated or anything.
Yay! Shady,
way
yay!
Guys, seriously, though, this is the first time in a while, I don't even know how long, that I picked somebody to win that they weren't eliminated first. I apologize to Nick, Joey, David, whoever was eliminated. The person eliminated from Big Brother Australia. Yes, even overseas, I get people eliminated by picking them to win.
You know, speaking of overseas, wait, I want to get to that in 1 second. So, Shady, you're like the Big Brother curse. But speaking of overseas, they played the whole lineup thing. First, I think it was...
Yeah, they're tasked most to least.
Yeah, most to least. Thank you, Claudia. The most to least game originated, we believe, you know, I don't watch every Big Brother out there, but Big Brother Australia, which, by the way, is a kick-ass Big Brother.
Yes.
If you never watched it, the new season, go for it. Claudia, my lovely friend, turned me on to it, and I was like, I don't know. I was hooked, line, and sinker. It was phenomenal. But anyway, they played that least to, what is it, Claudia?
Most least to least.
Okay, and where they lined the people up, and I found it funny that Big Brother Canada did that. So maybe Big Brother Australia. So maybe Big Brother Canada is going to start doing things that other Big Brother Canada shows do. I don't know, but I like that they did it because Big Brother Australia has awesome tasks.
Yeah, and they've been doing that one for several seasons,
and they're also known for the freeze game.
Which is awesome.
Awesome. I hope Big Brother Canada does it. What they do is anytime Big Brother comes over the loudspeaker and says freeze, no matter what you're doing, if you're doing dishes, if you're masturbating, if you're flushing the toilet, you have to freeze right where you are until they tell you unfreeze. And then they could bring people in. It could be your parents, your sister. You can't talk to them. You can't touch them. It could be the general public. It could be people.
Yeah, they brought in like circus people before. They brought in a quote-unquote tour group. Yeah, they've brought in family members. And you can't move. You can't laugh. You can't respond to whatever is going on around you, even if they come right up to your face. But your family member, you can't hug them. It's great.
Great task. And they also had a task. I mean, this isn't the Big Brother Australia hour, but I'll tell you a little about it. They also have a task called the hotel task. And half the house, they made the Big Brother house like a hotel, and half the house were the staff, and half were, you know, people staying in the hotel. And they had to wait on them hand and foot, cook all their meals. They wanted water 4 times a day. Go fetch them a water bottle. They were pissed, and it was great. So it looks like Big Brother Canada is taking
beds.
Big Brother Canada is taking a little paper out of their playbook. Loving it. Okay, before we wrap up, let's talk about what's to come. What do we want to see? What do we think is going to happen? Claudia?
Well, it's spoiler alert. It's pretty much a given Cindy's going. I can't see any way that she's not. It's a unanimous vote at this point. She's the next one evicted.
And we do have access to the evicted house guests every week. So I have a feeling we'll be talking to Cindy with an S for an interview tomorrow.
Definitely. So that will, maybe Thursday, depending upon
when we upload it.
Well, because she won't get evicted till late tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's true.
So depending upon when we get our access and when we can get it uploaded, it'll probably be Thursday
Friday sometime.
Maybe. But so Cindy with an S is on our way out the door. We know that.
Right.
Personally, I do not want to see a person from the chop shop getting HOH.
Yes,
Jordan has speculated this is going to be a mental challenge. because the last one was physical. The POVs and the HO and the have not both had, you know, puzzle kinds of things in them. So they're speculating this is going to be some sort of a mental quiz kind of HOH. So I'm hoping nobody from the chop shop gets in.
I like that. I love that. I don't want that to happen.
Right. I would love to see somebody like Brittany or Godfrey, maybe Pilar get in. You know, somebody that's just kind of off the, you know, off the main
track. The beaten path.
There.
Hashtag has no shot.
Well,
exactly.
According to our Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada group, Godfrey and Greg are going off on Cindy right now.
Really? Oh, well.
Yep.
Well, I am watching. They're still on HOH lockdown. We don't know why they're on lockdown in the HOH room. So that will be interesting to see what happens later tonight. So if you don't have live feeds, go to our Big Brother, our Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada page, get signed up, and our pinned post, if you live outside of Canada, has information on how you can watch the live feeds. Shh, you didn't hear it from me.
That's on our Facebook.
So,
yeah.
So
and if you
want
to follow us on Twitter, it's at TBBRCA, and our website is www.tbbr.us. We have blogs there. Our forum is there to look at our live feeds. The radio show, so many things.
Recaps of the TV shows.
Recaps. It's just Big Brother 24/7 here, people. That's it.
We love it.
And I was just going to say that Misty from our Big Brother Canada group is saying that cams 3 and 4 are actually working right now. And they are both on HOH. And it looks like that Godfrey is maybe the one that did it. And he said in his pre-interview that he was going to be somebody that was going to start stuff. So maybe Godfrey's the one.
Well, there was speculation that he was the one. Because we know he was up during the middle of the night because he set off the alarm in the have-not room.
Well, we'll find out later. We'll find out next week. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about everything that's happened during the upcoming week. We're going to have a BB Canada alumni with us. Can't wait. Keep watching the show. Log into our Facebook. Log into our website. And what I want to see the Chop Shop being totally dismantled. And I want to see a showmance between Kevin and Ashley. That's what I want to see. Okay, Shady, take us out.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight on Get Real LOL Big Brother Canada. And, guys, tune in next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern when we will have that Big Brother Canada alum with us here in studio. So, until next time, guys. I'm Shady, she's Cammy, she's Claudia, and this is Get Real LOL Big Brother Report. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Big Brother is finally back.
If you like social psychology, if you enjoy entertainment, if you just like watching people be people in the weirdest place on earth,
Big Brother is just so big.
The house is bananas. The cast is incredible.
Thank you for joining the Big Brother Report. Get ready for Big Brother like never before. Brother ends on TV, we continue on. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. The Big Brother Report is the new word for all things Big Brother.
Holy shit! It's the Big Brother Report!